Yesterday, when I met with the family for the baptismal rehearsal, we were talking about the paschal candle, which is right there, the large candle. This is our Easter candle. This candle first came to us on Easter this year, and we always bring it out on baptisms. Why do we do that? This is called the paschal candle because that word comes from first for Latin, then first Hebrew, meaning in English, Passover. And of course, the Passover of God's beloved people was the God passed over them and did not hurt them when God was correcting others and allowed them to escape from slavery, allowed them to escape from all that was oppressing them and led them into freedom. So the Passover of the Jewish people is about freedom. And for Christians, Christ is our Passover. Often in this church we do a sung fraction anthem, and so you don't hear it a lot, but often when we break the bread in the Eucharist, we say, Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. And that's what that means, that Christ for Christians is the way of freedom, the way of justice, the way of truth. And so today we are baptizing Amelia into the body of Christ, and she heard her name and smiled at me, you guys. For real, that was so cool. Yes, we're going to baptize you, and it's not just me baptizing her, it's the entire church. Because we're bringing her into the fellowship of the church, into the body of Christ. And baptism is absolutely, certainly about everlasting life, but not just heaven, and that's a big theme for today as well, but it's about having that everlasting life now, experiencing God's freedom and peace right now in this world. It's wonderful and amazing to have baptisms on All Saints Sunday. Because this day is also the day that we remember, as it says at the top of your bulletin, we're really looking at November 1st, All Saints Day, and November 2nd, the day for all the departed. So we are remembering the great saints of history and also remembering the saints of our lives, those who touched our lives, our family, our friends, people in our lives who meant so much to us as we grew, and even now in our world, we remember them when things are hard, right? That helps, doesn't it? When you remember those people that you've known in your life who helped you through a hard time, helped you see the light when things in our world are so often so dark. And of course, Christ does that for us. He helps us see the light. All Saints Day is also a great day for being together and celebrating, having our festive lunch after the service. And we're celebrating all the ministry that God has given to us to bring new people into the fellowship of the church, that we're here to do this today for Amelia and her family. We're celebrating all the saints of Holy Comforter past, those faithful people who gave so much to create this space, and those who've kept it going. And that's why it's a great day also to turn in a pledge card, because we are pledging our financial support, which is only one component, but an essential component, right? To have the lights and to have the building and to have clergy, you know. And all the ministries that you do because we're here together as Holy Comforter made possible by our life together. So that's what we're giving toward, promising to give toward today and turning a pledge card. So it's very much connected with the life of the saints. We are connected to them. This day is about freedom and about connection. Freedom and connection. I love the reading, our first reading, which said, though their departure may seem a disaster, and they're going from us, this terrible thing, yet it is not. It is not. They are at peace in God. Connection. We are all connected forever. Connected with those we love who've gone before us into God's closer embrace, and connected with each other here and now. This is the great truth of Christianity, of really God's life with all people. That's another thing I like to say about baptism, actually, that every person in this world is God's beloved. every person, whether they're a Christian, whether they're Jewish, Muslim, or atheist, you know, everyone is God's beloved. We don't believe that baptism is going to make Amelia really, in a sense, more blessed than anybody else. But what it does do for her and for all of us in our Christian journey is it gives us a way, right? Yeah, you're like, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good attitude because it's serious. It's a serious thing. It gives us a way to be God's people in the world. Those of us who weren't following the Jewish path or the Muslim path that we've chosen or our parents might have chosen for us and then we continue to choose it, right? We can continue to choose it, the Christian path. But all children are God's beloved, and she's been God's beloved this whole time. The gospel. This is absolutely one of my favorite gospel stories and speaks to everything I'm talking about now. Jesus goes to see his friends. On the way, he hears that his great friend Lazarus has died. And his sisters are bereft. They're so, of course, upset. And one says, and Jesus has appeared, and maybe he's going to do something. But one of the sisters says, you know, Lord Jesus, he's been dead 4 days. And that's a really big point in this reading, because it was believed that for 3 days after death, the spirit hovered around the body. And so maybe, who knows? But after four, you know, it was definitely, he was dead, he was gone. But Jesus said, you will see some great things, right? That's what he'd been saying to his friends. And so he goes to the cave. And for me, this really is metaphor for so much of our lives. He goes to that dark, hidden place where the light is not shining, where people are bound by something. And he says, Lazarus, come out. Come out, be seen, be alive. I, Jesus, I'm here to give you this life, this freedom, joy. And so he comes out and he's all bound up, right? They'd wrapped him up in cloth. And Jesus says, unbind him and let him go. And that is what Jesus continues to say in our world that is so bound up by so many things, so much prejudice, so much hatred, so much sadness, so much division, all that keeps us bound up. And Jesus says, unbind her, unbind him, unbind all so that we may be free. We may be free not only for our joy, but for each other, that we're more able to be there for each other, be that our church community, our family, our friends, our world. So we never tell people in the Episcopal Church how to vote, but we do say, please vote. If you've forgotten because, hey, we've got a great baptism going on, there's a lot happening. Tuesday, right, we're all going to step out into the light and vote, I hope. We have some agency, we have some power in our world, and God gives us that freedom, free will. Things are not determined, right? Free will. Come out. Let him go. Unbind him. Be free. All right. So in a minute, but we've still got a little time, so it's good. In a minute, we are going to baptize Amelia and invite her into this great life of freedom. This great life of faith and freedom, and also a life of meaning and purpose. You're going to hear some really beautiful words in the service as we go forward. Promises, what we call our baptismal promises, to care for each other and to be people of justice in the world. You all will get to say these as well. For some, you'll be reaffirming what you've already been living into or knowingly with the church. For others, these may be new words. And whatever your faith or your tradition, I think you'll like them. And so feel free to say them, no matter where you are in your faith journey. Make them your own, however you do that. And I'm so thankful that today we get to make Amelia Christ's own. It is very important. It'll make all the difference. in her life and in our lives. Amen.